It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. Well, not only will the sun come out tomorrow, but she's going to continue her quest searching for her parents after enlisting the help of Depression-era billionaire Oliver Warbucks. It's Little Orphan Annie. The Omaha Community Playhouse is having the show Annie start on September 13th. It runs through October 13th. And the actress playing Annie herself, Stella Clark-Kazmarek, is with me here live. Good morning, Stella.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
Now, I know that technically you should be in school right now. So do you have your note from Daddy Warbucks?
No, I don't. I guess I'll have to go to detention.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough. Fair enough. The play Annie, the musical Annie, it's a classic musical and just a wonderful story. What do you like about the story of Annie?
I really like the message in The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow because, I mean, with all of what's happening in the world, global warming, whatever, the sun will come out tomorrow and, like, it'll be great. And I also love how Annie still does not give up hope when everyone's telling her, no, you are an orphan like everyone else, but, like, she's not, and she's giving out hope, and I guess she's hoping that her parents are still out there.
That's neat. Now, after you auditioned for the role and you got the role, did you watch a movie of it? Had you seen the play before or read a book or a comic book about it? Did you know anything about this play before you went into it?
Yeah, I've seen the movie plenty of times before, and I was actually in Annie. I played Molly in second grade. And so I know the in and outs of this musical, and it's really fun to revisit it with a new character in mind, new, like, hopes, I guess. And yeah, it's really fun.
Almost like a long term understudy then for years and years to have been a part of that. Uh-huh. How many productions have you been in at the Omaha Community Playhouse?
Well, I was in, my first production was Beauty and the Beast. I was a salt shaker. and then I was in Christmas Carol twice, and then Shrek, and then Annie. So I think that makes five.
Wow, very good. Do you do productions elsewhere as well?
Yeah, I have. I've done it at Creighton. I've done it at The Rose. I've done SNJ Studios, all different places.
Oh, very good. How long have you been acting in your life?
Well, I think my first acting gig was when I was like in first grade, and it was in a play at my school, and then my teacher convinced everyone to do the play, and I guess that's when I fell in love with it. And it was Alice in Wonderland, and I was Alice, and just a school production. It was cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. How did you approach the songs? I think that, now, granted, you've already established that you had been an Annie in a different role before. So had you been humming those tunes over several years, so you kind of knew them?
Yeah, I knew them. And in second grade, like, that's a while ago, and I was young, and I don't really remember lots about it. But I recently went to England, and that's the only thing that I listened to throughout the whole car rides, the plane rides, and by the time I got there, I knew all the words, and it was an amazing experience just to listen to it and know that I'm playing Annie, everyone's dream, I guess. Not everyone.
Well, sure, but you make a really good point, and actually it was the very next question I was going to ask you. You know, the role of Annie is iconic. I mean, and it has a history that goes back for 80, 90 years easily. What kind of responsibility do you feel to be true to that role?
Yeah, it's definitely it's one of my hardest challenges. The hardest roles I've ever had to play.
Sure.
Because the notes are so high, and like, she does dancing, like, and I'm not a dancer. So all of this is a lot, but I guess I keep up with it because everyone in the show is helping me and supporting me, and the director, Kimberly, she's great with cheering me up, and yeah, it's just a wonderful experience to work with all these wonderful people.
Oh, that's fantastic. What are we hoping for on your future? Are you a professional actress?
But I also love to do broadcasting, radio stuff. I just want to be with the technology, I guess, for my day job. But definitely, I would love to be an actor.
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't you go ahead and just say, this is KIOS-FM.
This is KIOS-FM.
You just started your broadcast career. Nice job. That's Stella Clark-Kesmark. She plays Annie in Omaha Community Playhouse's production of Annie, which starts September 13th. It goes through October 13th. If you're looking for more information or tickets, please feel free to go to the website omahaplayhouse.com. Stella, it's been a pleasure to meet you. A real delight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. A morning edition continues right now.